You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Todd Bookspan.
Welcome to Real Talk, the show that's about you. It's about rebuilding Arizona's housing and credit markets one family at a time. And I'm super excited to have you all listening on this Saturday. Thank you for taking time. I know you got a lot going on, but this show is going to be a treat. Before I bring on my special guest, of course, I got to bring on my co-host, none other than FICO-certified Mick Bernard. Welcome, Mr. Bernard.
Thank you so much. Glad to be back this great afternoon.
What's in store for our third segment, the credit segment today?
You know, we're going to talk about something that I was never all that good at as a kid. I always tried to throw a boomerang, but never could get it to come right back to me. And I always remember chasing it all over a field. But we're going to talk about a term known as boomerang buyers.
I like that. So as most of you know who are friends of the show, the third segment's all about your credit. And those of you, some of you may or may not be boomerang buyers or know some. So we'll hang tight for Mick. And that'll be a great segment to educate all of you. I am really super excited to bring on my guest today. You know, we're here on The Patriot. And when I think of The Patriot, I can't imagine too many other people that are more of a patriot and more committed to all things veteran than G2 Verado, a realtor with Coldwell Banker. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Todd.
You're also with VA Rep, which we'll be talking about today. I want to make sure I get it right. You're the Director of Government Affairs for the Phoenix chapter.
That's correct.
And you just are a veteran yourself. Thank you for your service and a friend of veterans everywhere.
Thank you very much.
And leading expert on VA loans. I mean, I could just keep going on and on. And you love to sell homes and help anyone, but especially veterans.
Absolutely. The veteran community has been underserved and has not really taken advantage of all of the tools that are available to us. When we serve, we earn a benefit, the benefit being the ability to use our veterans' benefit for purchasing a home. And a lot of vets don't know about that, believe it or not. There's a lot of vets from the Vietnam era, from the Korean War era, who think if they weren't shot at, they're not veterans, and therefore they don't have access to this loan. It's absolutely incorrect.
Well, and I got to imagine, right, if you served in those wars, I mean, super deserving as all veterans are of using that benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. And the soldiers today who are coming back from Gulf War I, the Iraq War that we're just winding down, they say, and the Afghan War, all of these soldiers, Air Force, Army, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, I mean, we've got everybody over there, and they now have an opportunity to take advantage of a benefit that they earned.
And reservists, too, right?
Reservists as well, absolutely. A reservist who was called up, if he served enough active duty time, has full benefits already. Normally, they have to wait about 6 years, but if they've served 180 days active, their benefits are in full swing.
I've got actually some reservists right now, husband and wife, who are helping out with some financing on a VA loan. They're super excited to be in that position to be able to buy now.
Absolutely. One of the things that we run across on a very frequent basis is when the vet tries to use his benefit, he'll engage a seller who has been coached that possibly that's not a good buyer to entertain. It's really misinformation. Those are some of the things I'd like to straighten out today.
Absolutely. So, you know, as we kind of unpack this show, we're going to have a lot of times with G2, and we're going to really be talking about what's going on in the market. Really, for those of you who are veterans or non-veterans, it's going to be pertinent information. We'll also be talking from a buyer's perspective, right? Just what G2 was talking about, where there's definitely misinformation out there oftentimes when someone's going out to put an offer in. And then we'll talk to you people who are selling your home to list your home, and again, how to maybe help out someone who served our country by taking a real close look at a VA pre-approval and giving some preference to that buyer. And then something we haven't talked about in a while, short sales. You love short sales.
We're very, very qualified as short sale agents. My wife and I are 30 years in this industry. We've got a team of seven, and we are the number one short sale team in the state for Coldwell Banker. And there are still a lot of short sales in the market, a lot of military people still suffering with these, a lot of folks out at Luke or out at some of the annexes around here are still in homes that are underwater. And when they get PCS orders and they need to move, they can't afford to keep two mortgages. Over the years, CFPB, FHFA, the conservator of Fannie and Freddie, have put in place protocols that help soldiers liquidate these homes with little to no problems. That's something that a lot of people don't know. Military short sale is a very special, very specialized item. And the way you go take a soldier through one of those is very important because they've got security clearance issues that they've got to manage. And the person taking them through that transaction has to know how to coach them through that process so they don't damage their security.
Well, I think it's so important that, especially if you're a veteran. I mean, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, whether you're a veteran or not, I'd love to get you in touch with G2 and Lori there, over there at Coldwell Banker. You can just give me a call on the offer number, 866-250-252. Again, 866-250-252. You guys have a ton of websites, so I'll throw one out there that you're going to have to write this down or you just may want to take the phone number down again. But it's goairforcehomes.info, and then it's /PCS. Again, it's goairforcehomes.info/PCS. I'm Todd Bookspan. This is Real Talk. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on AM 960 The Patriot. And, as I'm thinking about, you're talking about veterans' benefits. And so that's why G2's here today, because there's not very many people. Not to say that if you're a veteran that you shouldn't use, whatever realtor you use, but you just want to make sure that they really do understand your VA loan, your VA benefits, whether you're buying or selling a home. And I think what you're talking about with regards to people not knowing when it comes to selling a home, I talk to, hundreds of realtors every year, and I've never had a realtor talk to me about that piece of it before. So I love learning new things. And so when we sat down prepping for the show, it was just, fact after fact after fact that you're talking about that I think is extremely important for the community to be hearing.
Well, one of the huge misinformation pieces that sellers struggle with is they feel that a veteran is going to come to the transaction and demand that the seller give some of their money to the veteran so he can buy the home. That's 100% incorrect. There are mechanisms in place that eliminate that problem immediately. And there these fees that are conjured as and spoken of as non-allowable fees. Now, there's a certain small segment of transaction fees that veterans are not allowed to pay, but there's nothing in the system that says the seller has to pay it or Todd has to pay it or the realtor has to pay it. There's a lot of ways that can get taken care of, and they're really very, very small. Here's something, Todd, you may not know, but Arizona got a special dispensation from Washington. The veteran here can pay for the termite fee. For years, it's been that he can't not pay that fee. But we have a special dispensation here in Arizona for that.
Well, and you just spent a ton of time in D.C. with the rest of the VA rep folks working. You met with over 100 senators and congressmen.
We did. When we were there with VA rep, the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals is an organization of about 6,000 members across the country. Arizona's the largest chapter with nearly 300 members. But when we went to D.C., one of the things we were advocating for was to get the credit application. It has a nickname, the 1003. Get the credit application modified so that on the credit application, there is a checkbox for the loan officer to check off and ask, have you ever served? Currently, and Todd can tell you this, currently that is not an item on the credit application. What we know from being in D.C. this last time, I can tell you that I have it on very good authority that the credit application is going to be changed, and I've been told that it could happen as early as towards the end of this year, and that item will actually appear on the credit application. And Todd, you can explain what that really means in terms of disclosures.
Well, I think it's great. I just think, I thought of it yesterday after we had met. I took a loan application from a great client who's literally on her way down here as we speak from Utah to move to the Valley. She was transferred with her job. And I got to my initial question was, okay, what price range are you looking in? How much are you putting down? And they're putting down almost 20%. And so, my first question to her wasn't, hey, have you served? But when we got to the end and I was asking her the questions were required to ask certain disclosures, things about your citizenship and about, have you been declared bankrupt and had a foreclosure, just items like that. And then I said, oh, by the way, I forgot to ask, have you served? And she says, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you asked. Both my husband and I are veterans. And I was like, all right, great. Thank you for your service. I'm so glad that I met with G2 today and remembered to ask that question because, you know, it would have come up at some point that we were going to use their VA benefit. As I was going through the, you know, reviewing their application, I would have seen on their current credit report that they had a VA loan currently. But I love that because I do agree with what you said earlier in the show. There are a large number of veterans who aren't aware of that. And unfortunately, there's just a lot of realtors who discourage it. There's a lot of mortgage loan officers who are scared of it and the education piece. And I love what you guys are doing at VA Rep to make it heard.
Yeah. And when we were in Washington, we really enjoyed being there because what we realized and what should be true, and it was, is that the partisanship, the partisan divide doesn't exist when you're talking veterans in Washington. When you go to D.C. or you come here to our local congressional leaders, when you talk about veterans, everybody is looking for a way to help us take advantage of the benefits that we earned. And that's very important to us. It's some of the things that the VA rep is stressing. With our industry, we're teaching real estate agents, loan officers, how to be better stewards of the benefit that the veteran actually earned.
Well, and I think that's the key, and one of the things I'm going to really enjoy as we roll out of this segment to the next segment is making sure that we kind of dig into that. So anyone who's served our country and is thinking about buying a home, let's talk to them about what they need to know. And then we'll also talk to the rest of you who didn't serve but are thinking about buying a home, what's going on in the marketplace. There's definitely some rumors out there, right? You guys are seeing some multiple offers out there on properties again.
Oh, it's crazy. My wife listed three properties just the other day, and all three of them had multiple offers within hours of going on the market. They're in the $200,000 to $300,000 range, and that's happening over and over and over again. And the buyers that our buyer agents are working with, poor people are putting in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 offers at a time. It's very, very challenging right now.
Well, and that's the key. And so we're going to hopefully learn some more from G2 on, you know, what to do when you're feeling that pain and what to be aware of out there and how to really put yourself in the best position when you're writing an offer. We'll also have Mick Bernard, our FICO certified strategist, talking about boomerang buyers in our third segment, the credit segment, which is going to be a great thing for all of you. I'm Todd Bookspam. This is Real Talk. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on AM 960, The Patriot. I'd love to put you in touch with G2 Verrato. If you've got questions about buying or selling a home, especially all you veterans out there, let's get you in touch with G2. Just give me a call on that offer number one more time, 866-252-52. Again, 866-252-52. You can also learn more about Lori and G2 and their team by going to goairforcehomes.info/PCS. One last time, it's goairforcehomes.info/PCS. I'm Todd Bookspan. We'll be back with more Real Talk after these messages.
You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Todd Bookspan.
Welcome back to Real Talk, the show that's about you. It's about rebuilding Arizona's housing and credit markets one family at a time. And I want to thank you for taking time on your busy Saturday to learn a little bit more about what's going on in our market. Before I bring back G2 Verrato with Coldwell Banker Realty, the arguably the most sought-after VA specialist in the country, of course, I got to thank super producer Jeremy Siegel for making us sound so good. Thanks, my friend.
Oh, why, thank you guys so much. It's a beautiful weekend. I'm loving this. I appreciate you guys.
You know, that's good. Hopefully, you're going to do something to keep cool.
Oh, I can always do that. I'll find a pool, somebody, my brother, somewhere. Here I come.
All right, that's good. All right, well, thank you. We appreciate that. And, of course, welcome back, G2. Having fun so far, right?
Having a ball. Absolutely enjoying myself.
So I like that because I've got, like, you know, 20 different titles I can give you, but I like that one probably the best. Arguably the most sought-after VA specialist in the country. So those of you who join us, G2 Verrato is a realtor with Coldwell Banker, but truly a veteran himself and the director of government affairs for the Phoenix chapter of VA Rep. And truly, I just think someone who is committed and passionate to all people who need a home, but certainly to, you know, concerns all veteran concerns.
Yeah, and to the point of all people, including non-veterans, we work with all folks, all branches of the service and civilians. And that probably sounds funny for a person who's never served to say, well, you know, I'm a civilian. Well, yes, you are. You're a civilian, but you know what? You've got rights too. You've got protections. If you're going to go out looking at new construction, my goodness, there was an article just recently written about a buyer who went to a new build, thought he was being represented by the builder, That's absolutely not correct. Something went bad with the builder's transaction and with the loan, and the buyer lost his earnest money. And that would not have happened, as I read through the article, that would not have happened if he'd had a real estate agent by his side.
Well, and I think people forget that. They're driving around on the weekend. They see the flags in the air of a new subdivision, and they say, hey, let me go in there and look at that property. And certainly they have very helpful salespeople. However, you're right. There's no cost having a realtor represent them on a new construction purchase.
No, not at all. It's built right into the system. As a matter of fact, I'm sure anybody that's ever been to a new construction site sees right on the window or on the placard, if you're working with a realtor, please have them come with you. They want you to have representation, but the site salesperson's fiduciary is to the builder, not to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we've got some great builders who are friends of the show, and I think when they're here, they always talk to the real estate community because they really do want realtors to be involved in all the transactions. Sure. And I think that that's a great recommendation to all buyers out there, civilians, veterans, and otherwise.
Absolutely.
So we talked a little bit before about the buyers in this market, and so let's start on the veteran side. So you said that Lori, your wife, had just put three properties on the market recently, and all three sold super fast with multiple offers.
That's right. And it's crazy. It's crazy off the hook. I would say anything under probably $350,000, $400,000 is just flying off the table.
And that's a healthy price range, right? It's not like sub $100,000 or no. Sub $200,000. I mean, sub $350,000, $400,000, that's a lot of house.
It's a lot of house, and they're moving just as fast as back in the day when the $75,000 and $100,000 houses were around, when they might have been the day of purchase were $300,000 houses. But if you're working with a real estate agent as a buyer, and you are feeling frustrated as you try to make a purchase, don't give up hope. Make sure that you're working with a real estate agent who can present your offer with the best face possible. Put your offer out in front of the other competing offers. There are agents that know how to do them, and there are agents that maybe don't know how to do that quite as well.
Well, and I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, right? And I always try to say that, you know, this show's not about picking on the other agents, the ones that aren't as experienced, or but there's a lot of long-tenured agents who just don't know what you know and don't know what the better agents here in town do know.
You know, something happened just recently where we had a veteran, and we were talking about this earlier, who had a short sale. And in full disclosure, we told the listing agent, you know, our vet went through a short sale as he relocated here to the Valley. And immediately the agent bristled at us bringing that buyer to the table, believing that the veteran was not going to be able to use his VA loan, because I told him we're going to be doing a VA transaction. And it's absolutely incorrect. People think that because a person, a veteran, went through a short sale, that he can't use his VA eligibility until he waits 2 years. That's absolutely incorrect. It's incorrect. Comes right out of D.C., out of the Director of Loan Guarantee and Loan Production. Veterans can buy the very next day, provided it was an understandable short sale. PCS orders, maybe a divorce, things that are understandable and make sense. The loan officer simply has to fill out a VA form 6693, and put in there the explanation. Went through a divorce, had PCS orders, done. VA is going to guarantee that every day of the week.
Well, and I love that you bring that up, because, you know, Mick in the credit segment always talks about that what we call the penalty box, right? That where you have to wait the time frame. And so the fact always is there's that dirty word overlay in the mortgage business, where someone takes guidelines like VA guidelines or FHA guidelines, Fannie Mae guidelines, and they overlay it with their own interpretation of it and their own, you know, we normally say it's for risk, but in this case it's really more out of ignorance than out of risk.
It is. And I certainly understand the risk component of lending. You know, I've been in this business nearly 30 years. But when these overlays come on the table because of fear or ignorance, that's a disservice to the veteran who earned the benefit. Remember, these are earned benefits. This isn't it's not a provision that is given to somebody for not doing something. They put their lives on the line. You know, just because they're not out in Afghanistan getting shot at doesn't mean they're at risk. If you recall, just a couple of weeks ago, we had an F-16 go down south that was on a training mission here in Arizona. These guys are flying multimillion-dollar airplanes that break in the air. They put themselves on the line every single day.
Yep. It's definitely the whole key, and it's an earned benefit. I love that part of it. And in fact, we'll spend some time after the credit segment. We should probably remind veterans what that benefit includes and why a VA loan is such a great opportunity. You know, I think it's such a unique thing. I mean, I think there's so many people who want a great loan, and you already talked about it. They just don't know that they've got it. If you're a veteran and you've got eligibility, we'll definitely be giving you that run through. Next segment, we'll also have Mick Bernard on. He's our FICO certified strategist. You're talking about boomerang buyers again, right?
We are.
Trip out to the outback in Australia.
Yeah, we can give it a shot.
And that should be kind of fun. And then we'll also talk to people who are thinking about listing homes. I mean, one thing, G2 gave us the statistic, the number one short sale team in Arizona for Coldwell Banker. And what I love about that is that most of the agents that I've had on recently who used to specialize in short sales don't want to talk about them anymore because they don't really want them, and they're referring them all to you guys to sell them all, right?
We are. Our pipeline's about 60% short sales, believe it or not. And the agents that used to do short sales, they're time-consuming, and I get that. They don't want to do them. Please pick up the phone or go to our website, send your clients to us. We're happy to help you out, and we'll cooperate with you on that transaction.
There we go. So we'll dig in a little bit on short sales and what we're seeing in that market when we get back from this break. I'm Todd Bookspan. This is Real Talk. We're here every Saturday on AM 960 The Patriot. I'm joined in studio today by G.A. Verrato, Realtor extraordinaire, veteran specialist with Coldwell Banker Realty. You can learn more about G2 by heading to one of his many websites, goairforcehomes.info/PCS. Again, that's goairforcehomes.info/PCS. Or just give me a call on the off-air number, 866-252-52. Again, it's 866-252-52. We're back after these messages talking about your credit with Mick Bernard. I'm Todd Bookspan. This is Real Talk. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Todd Bookspan.
Welcome back to Real Talk, the show that's about you. It's about rebuilding Arizona's housing and credit markets one family at a time. Those of you who are friends of the show know a few things about this third segment, our credit segment. First off, brought to you by Credit Strategies, the credit company we trust. You can learn more about Credit Strategies by going to 911creditpro.com. Again, that's 911creditpro.com. And you also know that I hand over the microphone to my co-host, none other than FICO-certified strategist, Mick Bernard.
Thank you so much. We're going to talk about boomerangs today.
I like that.
Boomerangs. Most of you listeners out there know what a boomerang is, right? You throw it comes back if you throw it correctly. But today we're going to talk
if you throw it correctly. I had a boomerang once. It didn't always work that well.
Yeah, no, I talked about earlier. I used to run like crazy to get it because it never seemed to come back to me. But boomerang buyer, boomerang buyer is simply a buyer who's gone through a major credit event like a short sale or foreclosure, maybe a bankruptcy, and now they're rebuilding their credit to get back into the market. In the years between 2006 and 2014, there were over 7 million homeowners that went through either a short sale or foreclosure. It's a lot of people.
Last I checked.
A lot of people. According to the National Association of Realtors, up to 1 million of those homeowners have already restored their credit. They're ready to come back into the market. So that's pretty good. So if you are a real estate agent, you're looking to, put the boom back in your business, then you may want to consider figuring out a way to research for some of those buyers. Now, I also have some other statistics that we'll touch base in a minute, but the key thing about if you're a boomerang buyer, you have certain waiting periods, and we talked about in the last segment. You have a waiting period for a bankruptcy, pretty much in every type of a loan program you want. But the one advantage of being a veteran that we talked about with G2 is you don't necessarily have a waiting period after a short sale or foreclosure if you're a veteran. Some banks will tell you do because they've made up those rules and they make guidelines more strict than what they need to be. However, I can tell you at Home Street Bank, we don't. If you had a short sale yesterday, you potentially could be eligible today. And so the key, though, through it all is in many cases what happens is when you've gone through a major event, it damages your credit score. So the key is when you're ready to come back, like the boomerang, you're ready to come back into the market, is we need to make sure that your credit scores are acceptable. That's really the key thing. We talk about you could be eligible tomorrow. Well, you're eligible tomorrow if you have acceptable credit scores, right? That's really the bottom line. And so what you don't want to do is wait out there assuming that you have a certain waiting period and just don't do anything about it and then come back and say, I'm ready to buy a house, and then find out that you don't have qualifying credit or qualifying credit scores. And so, you know, I'm a big advocate of checking your own credit, and you really want to make sure that you're doing that, especially after a major credit event. You know, I know I've quoted this stat before, but Uncle Sam tells us that over 77% of all of us, all of you listeners, have errors on our credit report. Might be as simple as you're called a junior when you're not. You might live, the address might be incorrectly. Your middle initial might be wrong. On the other hand, your short sale might be reporting as a foreclosure. Your foreclosure, even though it happened 2 years ago, may still be reporting a balance when it shouldn't be. That information needs to be corrected. If also you struggle with some of your other credit, maybe you went through a foreclosure because you went through a divorce and you just couldn't pay any of your bills. Maybe you lost all your credit cards and now you have no credit. You've got to rebuild your revolving credit to make sure everything's being correctly reported. And so, yes, you could be eligible tomorrow, or if you're looking for FHA, you might be eligible in 2 years after a short sale or foreclosure. But that's all with that big asterisk that if you have acceptable credit scores. That's really the bottom line. And so if you've gone through that major event, whether you're a veteran or whether you're a civilian, make sure you're checking your scores about 90 days after that major event. That gives time for your dust to settle, and you make sure that everything's being reported correctly. If you need to rebuild, you need to go get a couple of secured credit cards on our off-air line. Todd will share that with you in a minute. We can tell you where you should go get a secured credit card to make sure that your scores are in line when you are eligible again to buy another house.
Well, I think that's key too. And one of the things that I always love that you say is you talk about credit scores versus credit profiles. And
right.
And the fact is that although we do manually underwrite loans, the most loans are sent through an automated underwriting engine, and that's underwriting that credit profile. And I've had a number of clients lately who've been following, let's just call them credit companies I wouldn't recommend, and they've been getting their scores up, but their credit profile hasn't improved because they've been giving them bad advice.
Right. Exactly. And I've seen it both ways, where I just got somebody automated approved as a veteran there at 600, right? But their credit profile looked pretty good. 600 for some specific reasons, a lot of medical, they had good assets. The desktop underwriter, automated system like that. On the other hand, I had somebody that was at 645. The computer didn't like them, right? Because it didn't like the other aspects of their credit profile. That's really the key there.
Well, that's it. Love it. Thank you, Mick. Love to put you in touch with Mick Bernard. If you've got questions on applying for a mortgage or about your credit, give me a call on the off-air number, 866-250-5252. Again, that's 866-250-5252. The phone number you should be programming in your phone for anything credit, mortgage, or real estate related. I'm Todd Bookspan. This is Real Talk. We're back with G2 Verado, Realtor with Coldwell Banker, after these messages.
You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Todd Bookspan.
Welcome to the fourth and final segment of Real Talk, the show that's about you. It's about rebuilding Arizona's housing and credit markets one family at a time. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy weekend to learn a little bit more about what's going on in our market. I almost feel like we should be relabeling the show all about veterans today, but we are talking to civilians and veterans. I want to welcome back my guest, G2 Verado with Coldwell Banker Realty.
Thank you. Happy to be here. It's been a ball today.
You know, it's a lot of fun, and I think that credit segment was excellent, Mr. Bernard. Thank you, Mick.
Thank you.
Definitely want to remind you folks who didn't catch that phone number, that's 866-250-5252, to put you in touch with Mick if you got credit questions or thinking about applying for a mortgage. He would love to help you out with that. And so I think G2, you know, the thing I forgot to, we talked about the fact that in the military, you've got, what do you guys call it, a call name?
Right, call sign.
Call sign, that was it. And so I know that your logo, you got Sizzle, the call sign. And I was mistaken. I thought G2 was your call sign, but it's just actually a childhood nickname.
It is. Childhood nickname. When I was growing up, and when I was born, I was christened George Leo Robert Verado II. But Gramps used to call me Junior, and I'm not a junior, and that didn't set well with my dad. And grandma and my mom didn't get along. And grandma used to run around the house calling me two just to piss my mom off. And my dad called me G2, and I grew up with it.
There you go. All right. Well,
That's a great story.
We're happy to have G2 here. And so, and I'm glad that I got that all straightened out because, you know, I know you're in the Air Force. And I know that that's, you know, kind of a cool, you know, cool thing. I always wish that I had my own call sign, but that's, you know, some
other day. I think we should give you one.
No, I don't. I didn't earn one.
How about books?
I didn't earn one. I didn't earn one. So, and so we've spent a lot of time this show really kind of talking to all home buyers and home sellers out there, but certainly with a twist on veterans. One of the things that we mentioned earlier, you're the director of government affairs for the Phoenix chapter of VA Rep. I mean, do you mind just giving a quick overview of VA Rep and what the mission is?
Sure. Quickly, VA Rep, the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals, was founded in 2011 by a disabled retired Navy veteran. And he saw a void in the different institutions, nonprofits out there that didn't address financial literacy, didn't address the home ownership aspect, didn't address home retention. So he founded VA Rep. And from 2011 to where we are today, we've launched 36 chapters in 18 states. We're just under 6,000 members strong. Again, Phoenix chapter is hovering right around 300 members. We just opened our Tucson chapter, and we'll be opening a Yuma chapter. And we go to Washington once a year. This year we were there in June. We met with members of Congress, the Senate, and the House, and presented to them provisions of our idea of what is lacking from our leaders to help us promote and improve the benefits that we already have. There's been a lot of hay made about the medical issues that went on that have gone south. But there's never been really a major focus on the financial literacy part for the vet. You know, when we get out of the Air Force, when we get out of the Army, the Marine Corps, we go through something called TAPS. It's about 2 to 4 hours, maybe 6 hours of getting ready to get back into the mainstream of life after being in a very structured environment for 20 years. And I got to tell you, 6 hours of getting ready for the rest of your life is not enough time.
A little bit of a challenge.
A little bit of time. So we mentioned to Congress that we thought they needed to help the DOD, the Department of Defense, restructure that exit platform, and they are actually working on that right now.
No, I think that's great, and I love the fact that you commit so much of your time. Jessica Morrell, who's a realtor, is also in charge of VA Rep for, she's a regional director? Is that her official title?
She's the state
director. That was it. See, yeah. I knew I'd blow that one. But yeah. But I love the fact that you are all volunteer members. It's not like you're doing this because you get a huge salary to it. You're taking time away from your family, time away from your business to go back to Washington, D.C., to spend time here in the Valley educating and fighting for veterans' rights.
Right. And all of the board directors across the country are volunteered positions. We don't get a salary. When we go to Washington, we go to Washington on our own nickel. When we have fundraising events here, Todd, you were at one just recently.
Yep.
We had our gala fundraiser, and that's to help us raise funds to help VA Rep do more for the veterans in the community. You know, last year in November, we gave away a mortgage-free home to a returning Afghan veteran.
I love that.
Yeah, it was wonderful. He PTSD, hurt his back in Afghanistan after his third or fourth tour, has a little service dog named Randy. And it was such an exciting time. We partner with Bank of America. They literally donate houses to VA Rep across the country with the understanding that we'll put them back together and then donate them to deserving service members. We gave two more away in Washington when we were there this year.
See, I love that. I think there's nothing better than being able to do that for someone in the community who's well-deserving.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I think one of the other things that you had said is that there's so many people who are unaware that they have the benefit.
Yes. When buyers enter the market, a veteran buyer, and he's shopping for a home, it's very unfortunate that my industry, the real estate industry, and sometimes even the lending industry, will not let the person know that he or she has a benefit that they can take advantage of. It's something that we VA Rep are educating our industry about. We hold classes around the state, educating lenders and realtors about how to be better stewards of the veterans' benefits. We talked about this earlier. When an agent lists a property in the MLS, there's a little section that says, is it eligible, or are you going to allow VA financing or FHA financing or only conventional financing, et cetera, et cetera. If you're a real estate agent listening to this, please list the property as a VA-eligible property. The veteran who comes to buy that house can buy that house, and you will end up with probably one of the most smoothest transactions you'll ever encounter. You know, realtors get frustrated sometimes about the appraisal issue. The VA appraisal is probably the best appraisal you'll ever engage. It's the only appraisal where the appraiser will raise his hand and say, you know what, I'm having a problem getting to the figure y'all agreed to. Can you tell me why you did that? You get an opportunity to actually make your case before you have to fight for a case that's already been decided.
Well, and I think that's huge because the appraisal, I think, is what scares most realtors about a VA loan when they're counseling. So if you're someone who's selling your home and your realtor says, oh, this is a VA loan, you probably shouldn't look at this, I agree with you. Oftentimes in a rising market, appraisals don't come in at value, and you get an appraisal back on a conventional or FHA loan. Then you're actually going back and asking an appraiser who's a professional who's given their opinion on value to change their mind.
Right.
And so you're telling them, hey, you're wrong. In this case, the VA appraiser contacts the mortgage company, who contacts the realtors, and as you said, it raises their hand and says, hey, I'm struggling. Can you help me with this? So that way they're saying, hey, help me come up to your value versus and help me versus what do you mean you don't agree with my opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just had a transaction like that where the appraisal came. We got it's called a Tidewater notice. So we got a Tidewater notice, and the appraiser was telling us, I can't seem to get to where y'all settled on a price. And many times real estate agents will fire back at the appraiser with, well, square footage is this and square footage is that, and this house next door is square footage. That's not the mission. That's not your mission. Listen, realtors, if you're listening to this, tell the story of why that house made sense to your client and why the other house that was less expensive didn't make sense. And that's exactly the case we made, and we just had the appraisal come in where we needed it to come in.
Well, and I love that, and I love the fact that we've got a lot of realtor friends of the show who listen, and I think that was a great education part because of that. It's a reality that there are challenges. Now, of course, since we did say that you are arguably the most sought-after VA specialist in the country, I did like that you told me that you know, like, two-thirds or more of the VA appraisers in town, so I thought that was kind of funny as well. But I shouldn't say funny, but, I mean, you earned that because you've been doing transactions with veterans longer than most.
Been doing it a long time. We have a lot of good friends in the VA appraisal arena. And here's the interesting thing. Just because you have a friend who's an appraiser doesn't mean that you have the ability to twist things.
Well, and I certainly wouldn't want to imply that.
You're right. But the point is that they respect you, and they respect your conversation, your explanations. And if you're a real estate agent listening to this broadcast, learn to communicate with your appraisers, get to know them, get to understand their thinking dynamic as they approach valuing a property. When you understand that the appraiser is not your enemy, that he is actually there to help advocate for a transaction that makes sense to everybody, you're going to make a lot of money in this business.
I love that. If you're just joining us, I'm Todd Bookspan. This is Real Talk. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on AM 960. The Patriot, that's G2 Verado, Realtor and Veteran Affairs Specialist. You can learn more about G2 by checking out his website, goairforcehomes.info/PCS. Again, that's goairforcehomes.info/PCS. Or just give me a call on the off-air number, 866-250-5252. Again, that's 866-250-5252. I think a lot of people forget, too, that you can actually use your VA eligibility to buy a home that's over the Arizona conforming limit of $417,000.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, and you're absolutely right. People think that that the VA limit is $417,000, and that's absolutely incorrect. The VA guarantees a loan up to $417,000. You can, and you know this, Todd, you can buy $1 million home on your VA loan, put 20% down of the difference, and not have to deal with mortgage insurance. What an incredible market.
Well, it really is, and the rates are going to be really competitive when you're looking in that, using a VA loan versus using a jumbo loan or maybe a split loan, you know, combination.
Yep. The other piece, we were talking about compromise sales and maybe a vet who's had to short sell a house that had a VA loan on it. Because there's a misconception that if you short sold a home that had a VA loan on it, that you can't use your VA eligibility again, and that's absolutely incorrect. If there's an algorithm, and if the algorithm spells out that you have at least $144,000 of entitlement left, you can buy a home using your VA loan. If you have $150,000 entitlement left and you want to buy a $200,000 house and you don't want to pay MI, put 25% down of $50,000, whole lot less than 20% down on a $200,000 house, and you are going to be able to use your VA loan.
No, and I love that. I think it's just really important to be educated on what's going on in the market. And I have a feeling that people will look back at this show and realize that there was more education about what's going on with veterans and VA loans and how realtors should be approaching it because of UG2. Thanks.
No, thank you very much. And again, if you're a listing agent and you've got homes on the market and you don't have them tagged as VA eligible, please reconsider that.
Well, and the other thing, too, is those of you out there, we didn't really dig back into the short sale side of the market, but the fact that you guys do so many short sales, you and Lori, enlist so many short sales in a market where people are still scared of them. If you're someone who's underwater on a home, veteran or otherwise, definitely a good person to reach out to you.
Absolutely. You know, we've been doing it a long time. We're among the best in the industry, I'll tell you. And we've got a deep reach into each of the banks. We've got deep reaches into the regulators, the federal regulators, if there are challenges with those. And we've got deep reaches over in Washington. So we can certainly help guide and navigate a short sale transaction very efficiently.
Well, there you go. And of course, I'll throw it out there that G2 also takes realtor referrals. If you actually have a client and you want to refer it to an expert, I would definitely suggest sending over to Lori and G2 there over at Coldwell Banker.
Thanks, Todd. It's been a ball. You guys are just great. I love this station.
Well, thank you. We had a blast. I want to thank you and put you guys in touch with G2 Verado over at Coldwell Banker with VA Rep. Give me a call on the off-air number, 866-250-252. Again, that's 866-250-252. Or go online and go to goairforcehomes.info/PCS. Again, that's goairforcehomes.info/PCS. Just Google G2 Verado Realtor. You'll find them that way as well. I'm Todd Bookspan. This is Real Talk. We'll be here next Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m., and we're out of here.
Thank you for listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk, brought to you by the Real Estate Radio Network. To learn more, visit realtalkarizona.com.